This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
You look at the spreadsheet, you say, okay, this is the original cut idea. You cut 20% more because it really hurts when you cut. You cut deep. You cut fast. You chop. You hack. And then you hire back because you don't want the trauma to everybody multiple times. I don't think he's doing enough. He's not cutting enough. We should cut more, 20% more. It's all fat. It's waste. There's so much waste in federal government. This is great for the American people.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
All right, we've got Ryan in studio with us right now. That was Kevin O'Leary there talking about the fact that while everybody else is, moaning about all these cuts to DOGE and there may be cuts locally, the local media says, to the NGA and other places, Kevin O'Leary says, we need to cut more. I mean, I don't know about you, Wiggins. I think this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, maybe a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to cut waste out of the federal government. And if they don't do it now and quickly, the bureaucracy is going to gather its forces and stop them.
I think we need to keep saying $36 trillion in debt.
Yes.
$36 trillion, because we're going to see a lot of human interest stories from the left, the media. And it doesn't mean that all of those stories are false. People are going to lose their jobs. But when we see those stories, just say to yourself, $36 trillion in debt. And you will remember, oh yeah, we have to do this. We don't have a choice. This is probably the least painful option of the options that we have in front of us, is doing it this way.
It's true. No, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And for most people, maybe that doesn't really get the message across. This always gets the message across.
It's never too early to learn that the government is a greedy piglet that suckles on a taxpayer's teat until they have sore chapped nipples.
Just look at this as salve for those sore chapped nipples, right?
Yes.
Basically.
Well, this is the chapping.
Well, this is a different kind of chapping.
You're right.
Yeah. You're getting the greedy piglets off of your nipples.
That's
but
right.
Then they have to recover.
This is the
right.
You know, it's funny because I can't ever see Ron Swanson without thinking of you now.
Thank you.
Because I hear that bit. I hear that clip.
It's my favorite drop from Ron Swanson.
Yeah. So, you want to hear about a little more waste, Mark?
I can't. You've made a big claim when you walked in the studio earlier, and I told Ryan, I'm like, save it for air, because I don't believe it. But go ahead, please.
Yeah, so within the last couple weeks, you know, I've come on your show and on my own show, and probably Annie's too, talked about the different ways that the government was buying off the media. And some of them were big. Some of them were actually pretty little. Some of them were overreported because, you know, it wasn't quite as true as people saying, oh, $50 million went to New York Times. That wasn't quite true. But the $8 million to Politico, that
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was true. And that was one of the bigger ones that, you know, you're funneling $8 million to Politico through these weird subscriptions that they made.
$30,000
yeah,
subscription.
Just for the government. You know, yeah. Nobody else is subscribing at that level, but the government has thousands of subscriptions.
Could you imagine going to Steve Moore down the hallway and saying, hey, we need something, we need to access this information. The subscription's only... I mean, if I said $2,000, he'd lose his mind.
Oh, yeah.
If we
went down the hall and said, can we get a subscription to Politico Pro? It's only $44,000. And they might actually cut it down to $10,000 for us because we're non-government.
Yes.
He would say no. I think, though, he would say no if we said it's $8.
But that's potential. That's true. It is radio.
But this sort of dwarfs it all. This one's way bigger than $8 million. Mark, you ready for this?
Yes.
The Internews Media Cartel is the name of it, according to the article from the American Thinker here that I'm pulling this from. Thousands, if an obscure nonprofit, which is what this Internews Media is, received hundreds of millions of U.S. taxpayer dollars, trained thousands of journalists, and influenced media outlets worldwide. And that's the purpose of it. That it says our purpose is to train journalists and influence media outlets worldwide. You'd be a little bit suspicious of that, wouldn't
well,
you?
Well, just the name. When I hear the word cartel, I think of a house full of people running drugs somewhere on the Mexican border.
Well,
right?
It's just called Internews. The article is saying this is a cartel.
Oh, they described it as a cartel.
So it's called Internews Media. It's intentionally vague. I mean, what is Internews? It's intended to just... be something you look at and go, I don't even know what that is.
Internet news, right? Internews, is that
so,
it? Yeah.
So you look at that and you go, man, if millions of taxpayer dollars are being funneled to this thing, you'd go, what is the purpose of this thing? Well, here's the story with Internews. Over 95% of Internews' revenue comes from U.S. government funding, primarily through USAID. That amounts to $92 million. Politico is getting $8 million. $92 million to this organization to influence news and train journalists. Okay, so what's their point?
Where?
Well, everywhere. They touch everything, apparently. But this says that their CEOs were all making in the six figures at least. And here's where it gets really weird. Their Form 990 confirms that Internews operates at least one subsidiary and maybe multiples in the Cayman Islands, so that you can't track where their money goes. And their express purpose is not just training journalists. That would be weird if you were spending $92 million a year of government money just to train and influence media. But it says their expenditures include policy influence spending. So when you start to look into what policies are you trying to influence here with your $92 million of taxpayer money?
Lobbyists.
That's one. Gender and sexual minorities programs. All of this stuff, by the way, from their website has now been scrubbed from their website. So super suspicious. They were partners with the Clinton Global Initiative Partnership.
Imagine that.
All of this, though, has been removed now from their website, and they're trying to make sure that you can't find any of it. So to find these partnerships, you have to go to the Clinton website, or you have to go to the partnerships that they had, and then look them up, because you can't find it on their website anymore. So where was this $92 million going? Well, we know some of it was in the Cayman Islands, and then you can't really track it.
Is it over now?
Is it
one of those programs that got canceled?
I would think that this has been addressed now because they've cut so much from USAID.
Right.
But I haven't specifically seen that they canceled this contract. But they've cut so much from USAID that I would hope that this had been a part of that.
Yeah.
But isn't that wild? So what exactly were they doing? Well, that's the big question.
Trying to influence content.
Content.
In America?
Influence journalists.
Yes.
Influence content, in, I'm sure, in America, but also throughout the world. For, the, it sounds like, super far-left causes. Now, I just present to you, if you're on the left, and you heard me saying this, or you heard NPR saying the exact same thing, and it was about the NRA, or it was about whatever, wouldn't you say, that's a problem, that's my tax money
they
being
would.
Used to push causes through the media?
They'd lose their minds.
They would lose
their minds.
And justifiably, you should lose your mind about that, because this is partisan stuff, and it's very, very covert, so they're not being open about whatever they're doing also. So all of this, and this is a drop in the bucket of the amount of money, but just compared, you know, we all flipped out when we saw the Politico thing, as we should have. And then you see this and you go, this is and, like eight times as much.
And the people they've trained and provided training for could be in the hundreds, and they've been dispersed to newsrooms all over the country.
Well, do you think really that they're training journalists, or do you think that they might just be paying journalists? I mean, I don't know, because this is where...
Or indoctrinating journalists in how to subvert information.
Like, where is this quote-unquote journalist training program? I thought that was called college, you know? What do you mean you're training journalists? I think you're probably buying them.
You're training them to get your point of view across in all these different newsrooms.
Exactly.
I'd love to know if most of them include that on their resume.
I don't think they do.
probably not a resume enhancer.
I don't think the people working at Internews would include Internews on their resume at this point.
Ryan, remind people where they can listen to Wiggins America, please.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8. Sunday night, 7 to 8.
Yeah, don't miss it. Because for all you know, this segment might end up on there. I think it's fantastic. You have really good taste.
Thank you very much.
Get more at 971talk.com.